Enjoying a refreshing craft beer in Milwaukee is a pastime many beer lovers in the city enjoy. And now those same beer lovers can enjoy a cold one with their dogs. Sort of. WUWM's Taryn Powell reports on how a local business is using dog treats to appeal to people's shared love of beer and their canine companions.
On the surface, making craft beer and feeding a dog might seem like pretty different activities, but they might have more in common than you think. A Milwaukee startup called Leashless Lab is bridging the gap.
Two things that make you feel really good, petting a dog and drinking beer. It doesn't get much better than that.
What started with leftover spent grain from a home brewing system in Nikki Collier and Kevin Goss's home has blossomed into a burgeoning dog treat business both people and their dogs enjoy. But the married couple didn't go at it alone. They had a technical advisor. Their Labrador retriever, Tonka, had a hand, or should I say a paw, in the treat's development as well. While Collier experimented with different ingredients, Tonka was the first taste tester. Tonka gave his nod of approval, and the rest was history.
We'd give them to family and friends and also got favorable reviews from them. And then around that same time, we were thinking, hey, this might be something fun to do outside of just for dogs that we knew personally.
Leashless Lab treats are baked with four all-natural ingredients: rice flour, eggs from a local farm, organic peanut butter, and spent grain from four local breweries in Milwaukee: Lakefront Brewery, Black Husky Brewing, Central Waters Brewing Company, and Raised Grain Brewing Company. I joined Nikki Collier at Black Husky to see the brewing process. She was picking up more spent grain to make a new batch of treats.
Now, there's lots of valves and stuff, so I'm going to go here and here. And now you're going to see a little bit of stuff come out of here.
Collier never pays for the grain she gets from any of the breweries. Both Leashless Lab and their brewing partners benefit from working together. The breweries might be looking for ways to repurpose their leftover grains anyway. So in Collier's case, using them for dog treats gets her buckets filled every time. Black Husky's owner, Tim Eichinger, explained how Black Husky gets its spent grain.
We get the malted grain and we go through a process called mashing, where it takes the starches and converts them into sugar. And then we remove that sugary water. Think of like steeping tea. And then as you're removing that sweet liquid, the grains have less and less of that sugar in it. And depending on how you brew, they still have some food value.
Eichinger says spent grain can be used for other purposes. He also gives some of his spent grain to a farmer who uses it to feed his cattle, and one of his neighbors uses it in his garden. And as the owner of a brewery named for a dog, Eichinger says he supports what Leashless Lab is doing with their business.
It's really a great idea because, like you're saying, craft beer and dogs, I mean, that's what we're about.
Both Collier and Eichinger say there's an overlap of people who enjoy beer and love dogs.
We got into it because we love both, and we're like, there's a lot of people out there that are like us.
We want people to come and, you know, bring out their dogs and their parents and their kids and just have it be a social thing, because that's what beer is.
Leashless Lab also partners with the Wisconsin Humane Society, which gets 10% of the profit from the treat sales. The Humane Society also sells the treats. Angela Speed is the VP of Communications at the Humane Society in Milwaukee. She says partnerships like Leashless Lab help provide care for the animals, and she jokes that the treat seems only right for this city.
Where else but Milwaukee could you get a dog treat made from beer? Like, this is so novel.
And judging from the dogs that got a chance to test Leashless Lab treats, it seems to be a hit with the canine population. Taryn Powell, 89.7, WUWM.